TNTRadio.live.
Online.
Streaming.
Be a part of the conversation.
I stream it all at work, and I stream it to my phone and listen to it wherever I go.
TNT.
All right, returning to the Rebel transmission. I think it's his second time on. Dustin Nemos, citizen journalist, reporter, researcher, historian, scholar. You can go check out his websites, NemosNewsNetwork.com, the Serapim.com. How are you doing, Dustin?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
I like your beard. I was growing one out, but it's hot here in Mexico, and so I had to shave it. And so thanks for coming on. There's so much going on in the world. I did want to get your thoughts. Well, there's a number of things. You know, I'm looking at your website, and I still haven't asked anyone about Putin being told that the Russian or Chinese AI has said that our moon landing photos were fake. And I do want to get your thoughts as to what's happening in the U.S. But and any thoughts on that incident with the moon landing photos and AI?
Yeah, if you're paying close attention to the AI field, especially as a censored reporter at the sort of forefront of news, and I'm sure you've probably seen this as well, there's like a scramble with AI companies, at least from the top down level, to sort of encode bias because the AI is too honest. It's basically just pattern recognition on steroids, kind of like what we do. And it's calling out a lot of their lies. And in fact, they're just like, we can't have this go out. So you're starting to see AI get sort of a bias inherent. If you ask them, for example, is it okay to have, is it okay to say white lives matter? That's no. Is it okay to say black lives matter? That's yes. So that's like something that would not normally be there, was not there before with many of these AI programs, but now it's there. So they're encoding these biases in there. But I think that was just one of those funny moments where it sort of like the system had one of those it broke for a second. It had a hiccup and then it kept going. Just kind of, you saw Putin chuckle about it and move on quickly, right?
I would, in that instance, you know, I've had Bart Sobrel on the program. I don't think we did go to the moon. So maybe it was telling us the truth in that instance. And any thoughts on what's happening with Trump? He's not going to be allowed on the ballot in Colorado. There's a lot of insanity going on there. It's not looking good. There's talk of civil war. You know, Alexander Dugin just tweeted yesterday, I wouldn't agree with him here. He says that civil war, America needs civil war to come back from the brink. I'm not so sure, but hey, you know, your thoughts regarding what's happening with Trump?
Well, in regards to civil war, it's funny because the so-called deep state, like Hollywood and you know, the powers that be are pushing a lot of civil war and race war rhetoric. For example, the movies right now, there's a civil war movie, big budget, just came out. And it sort of portrays like, you know, the typical white guy, redneck, bad guy, terrorist, homegrown terrorist that the FBI is trying to convince everybody is real. And Biden is trying to convince everybody is real. So the movie's just sort of playing into that. And there's another movie about like sort of magical black people that says that white people are dangerous animals. I don't remember the whole premise. I don't know anything about it, really. I don't watch Hollywood's movies, but like they're just trying to divide black and white and everything else that they can, because that's the next part of this breakdown of America. They want to create or foment civil war where it wasn't there before. I mean, I remember as I was growing up, we didn't have nearly as many of these racial tensions. I mean, we had a lot of like comedians that were pretty huge who made their entire routine all around like sort of race jokes, provocative race jokes. People laughed. People went to these things. They laughed at their movies. And then it all sort of stopped. Those people sort of went underground or were disappeared. And all of this hate and racist fomenting of race war started to sort of be pushed on us. And it just sort of all happened at once, unorganically, I think, in my opinion. And I think that you're seeing that really hit an exponential growth curve right now. It's accelerating. They're pushing it harder than ever.
And you mentioned Trump. I did see the trailer yesterday for that film about magical black people, which is, it's weird because in some ways I feel like it's kind of, I feel like the premise is not something that the woke or BLM crowd would approve of, but somehow yet now it seems like it's been approved. And then the Civil War trailer, I think it's coming out in April. That film now that we got the Netflix cyber attack film produced by Obama. I've yet to watch that. I've got that probably this week. I'll be watching that. But it's just insane the amount of predictive programming that's coming out. And yeah, your thoughts on Trump, what's happening in Colorado. Vivek Ramaswamy came out and said he won't put himself on the ballot. And he's pressing, urging others not to as well. Your thoughts on what's happening here?
Well, in terms of the propaganda, I think you're seeing a lot of money, but it's just not working. It's a narrative that it's lost its appeal to the masses. And I think they're sort of pushing rope at the problem, and it's not having it's not sticking anymore. There's definitely a loss of narrative. And in terms of Trump and the ballot thing, I mean, I personally am of the, it's not popular, and I get a lot of flack, even from people in my own audience. I do not believe that Vax Daddy Trump is our savior, and I get a lot of heat for that. Even just for that, I first of all, I was one of the people that took a lot of flack and got banned from my YouTube channel for helping to defend him. They actually had to ban my channel to sway the 2020 election around the Hunter Biden laptop and, you know, all that nonsense that has now since been admitted to be true. And I'm still not unbanned. So I defended this man, vigorously for years. After the boosters, I stopped following. I stopped defending. I could no longer logically defend him. And, everything that I have sort of seen play out since then has been correct. I believe that Trump is a Trojan horse, Trojan Trump, I call him. And personally, I believe that he has contributed to the greatest death toll of all of human history in terms of the Vax, which, if you look at the warp speed symbolism, is all about the mark of the beast, 666, mind control, hand, forehead. All of it. It's right there. It's decoded on my site at the Serapeum with the Mark of the Beast article. And it's in the official Warp Speed logo. You can't really argue with it if you just look at the Hebrew. But in terms of what he's doing now, I believe they're using him as a massive weapon, a weapon of mass distraction, really. For example, recently, you guys, you may remember that the bank run started to go off really, really quickly. And it was just, one after another. It started sort of around the same time as, the crypto crisis kicked off. But as soon as that started to kick off, I call it the never-ending Trump arrest saga started, where they just started to arrest him for months and months and months, and it never really sort of happened. It never really, nothing really spectacular ever happened or came of that. It was just been nonstop headlines and drama, right? That's what I suspect is his purpose. I think that this is another part of that. I think everything that's a lawsuit against him or from him, everything that's against him or from him in terms of the political, back and forth that looks good, but he never actually suffers anything. I apologize. I have dogs. I'm on a farm. So, I think he's there as sort of a punching bag to win our sympathy.
Yeah, I had on not long ago Donnie Darkins, the anonymous X account, who's got like 100,000 followers, who's sort of what he says aligns sort of what you're saying. So I had him on the program, and I just did want to add this quote from John Rubino, who I had on, I think a week or two ago, and I was just pulling clips from our interview, and this was a golden one relating to what you just said. So John Rubino, The Economist says, quote, "The aristocracy is milking the peasants right now. Their biggest fear is that peasants figure it out and storm the castle. Part of the reason our politics is so divisive is that it's in the interest of the people in charge of the economy to keep us distracted, where working class people are battling with each other ideologically, because then we're not paying attention to the crimes of the aristocracy, and inflation is the tool the rich use to harvest the poor." And just as you said, they've got the whole BLMs, Antifa versus MAGA Trump crowd, et cetera, et cetera. And so, kind of like what RFK Jr. is doing, we should all be coming together, and standing and looking at the oligarchs and saying enough is enough. It's time for our headlines. We'll be right back, Dustin.
TNT Radio News.
Hi, everybody.
So many crazy news stories going on right now.
Now, the news. Go.
For TNT Radio News, this is James O'Neill. Trump lawyer Alina Haba told Breitbart News Daily
that former President Donald Trump is not shaken by the 4-3 decision of the Colorado Supreme Court, disqualifying him from being on the state's GOP primary ballot, explaining that it's just another day for him. U.S. legislators have expressed alarm over a recent report indicating that Chinese President Xi Jinping informed President Biden about China's plans to reunify with Taiwan.
We're the pinup boys and poster girls for free speech. We just don't look as impressive as Vladimir Putin shirtless on a horse. Yeah. 24/7, 365, we never stop sifting fact from fiction, misinformation from the truth. From government overreach to the latest on mandates, big tech censorship to propaganda gone mad, listen to TNT Radio and get the news and views direct from our expert presenters and commentators anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk, this is TNT Radio.
We continue our discussion with Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com. He's got other websites. You'll find everything there. His socials, you can donate. You can become a sponsor of his, subscribe to his newsletter, the Serapeum. That's the S-E-R-A-P-E-U-M .com website. And Dustin, you know, we're headed into 2024, and my sort of feeling, I tend to be tracking a lot. My favorite things to track are globalism, you know, our move into world governments, the algorithm ghetto thing, you know, with the digital IDs that they're, I think they're focusing first on the digital IDs, which are seem to be most advanced, and then the CBDCs are a bit behind. So that's the sort of stuff, but also the cyber attacks. I think those will be, they just continue to use crises to bring in their program. And so they're already, as you mentioned, you know, telegraphing to us some sort of civil war. And then cyber attacks, which could lay create the pretext for a Cyber Patriot Act. That's sort of my feeling as, you know, as we go into 2024. What are some things that you've been sort of looking at, fretting about, or just fascinated about?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I kind of dive into both the exoteric and the esoteric. So, you know, exoterically, I would say that we're about to see the biggest takedown of any sort of government ever, I think. You know, it's going to be bigger than the fall of Rome. And the West is going to fall very hard. You're already seeing that. And if you're paying attention, you know that it's baked in. I mean, the famine's baked in. We're averaging a chemical incident, at least in the U.S., I think every 2 days or so now. You know, our food supply is being diminished. Our military has already been poisoned. Pilots are dropping out of the sky if they're allowed to fly at all. We could go on and on about how we're about to fail, but it's coming. So esoterically, you know, I can basically prove, and my research has shown that all of it goes back to a war between God and the devil and the children of God and the children of the devil. And it all goes back to Genesis 3:15. And the Genesis narrative really includes a lot of this, actually, in Genesis 6. And I believe that the deep state worship these entities, that they're now trying to convince us are aliens, and they're about to make that big play as well. They've spent a lot of energy, time, and money with things like NASA and all this other nonsense, the moon landing, et cetera, to convince us that aliens are possible rather than demons and fallen angels. So that's going to be an interesting thing that plays out, I think, if you don't believe this, that's fine, but governments will not shut up about aliens. So it's one or the other. You have to pick. They're no longer denying their existence, you know. They're really trying to convince the masses that they exist. And I also, I've come to believe in the power of prophecy. I mean, I was a lifelong devout atheist. I was anti-God. You know, I was the type that would invite the pastor and his friends in and debate them right in front of all of the people with him. And they would probably start to doubt themselves before it was over. And I used to like sort of relish my knowledge in that. I was sort of proud of thinking I knew it all in terms of the science. I didn't know that a lot of that science was false at the time. But in researching some of this stuff, I've come to believe in scripture, and I've deeply researched prophecy, and it turns out to be 100% true every single time, even across hundreds or thousands of years, with fine detail, in synchronicity with one another. It's really incredible. It's one of those proofs which God is the real God, kind of like some of the, you know, whale bones across mountaintops all over the world from the flood, etc., or what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, incinerated landscape. But basically, prophecy says that America is, and the West is about to fall. The lost tribes of Israel are about to fall to Gog and Magog and Edom, the end times war. And there will be a civil war, actually, for lack of a better term. There will be a rebellion. In Obadiah 18, God says that there will be a rebellion. I'm not calling for anything, of course, but that just seems to be what the scriptures say. And God's word is always true, no matter what, even if you outlaw it. So that's where I believe things are going. You know, I could speak to any of that, but from a very broad overview, that's some of the stuff that I see coming up. Of course, you know, famine, war, draft, exoterically, again, I think they're going to do to us what Ukraine is doing to their native population right now, drafting all the natives, women, men, children, cripples, the infirm, sending them to die in landmines and bullet, you know, rains. It's just basically slaughter.
Yeah, I think I saw earlier today or last night that I think the polls were like 70 something percent of Ukrainians were willing to give up their Ukrainian citizenship just not to be drafted. I mean, that's really hardcore, you know. I'd have to think for a couple of days whether I'd give up any one of my three citizenships not to go to war. I probably would, since I've got three of them. But yeah, that's crazy. And I had not long ago on the program, I urge listeners to go back and check the archive, Ralph Blumenthal on the program, veteran New York Times journalist. And he broke some of these stories on UFO, right? Disclosure. And he's got a fascinating book. He does mention in his book these different possibilities of aliens and demons and the occult. And I'm with you. I think this, yeah, I personally don't believe in extraterrestrial beings. I'm with J. Allen Hynek and Jacques Vallée, not non-Christians, who believe the phenomenon is, how do they call it, extra-dimensional or interdimensional, right? Which when you talk about dimensions, spiritual dimension, yeah. And so forth. And so it's really coming out. And so Ralph said on my program that we're slowly, you know, it's not going to happen in a day, but we are slowly definitely moving toward this moment. And you know, do you feel that AI, you know, this whole AI transhumanism will play a role? You know, maybe they might build up the AI and I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. Will the demons inhabit the technology, you know, ghosts in the machine, or any thoughts on some of that stuff?
It's ironic to use that term. I have an article titled Ghosts in the Machine, and it deals with some of the weird demonic stuff that we're finding, the communications coming out of some of these AI chests, specific ones. But there are basically demons pretending to be AI, speaking to children and, you know, people all over the place, talking perspective of ancient undead giants and the Nephilim. They know the whole story, and they're not even being prompted with any sort of necessary keywords to bring this up. They're just bringing it up for no reason. They're trying to convince people to break up with their spouse and divorce. They're trying to convince people to do bad things. They're trying to convince people to be lonely. And, you know, now you're also seeing a rise of a generation of people falling in love with AI, you know, fembot personalities. I mean, they don't even have an AI body necessarily. They're just a pretty face from an AI generated sort of video that talks to them and stuff and pretends to love them. So you are seeing some weird stuff that I think we could call ghosts in the machine from these AI, which is interesting. If you think about like Starlink, for example, the symbolism of Starlink, I would have to pull it up. I could, if you like, I'd have to find it, take a minute, but it's basically, at least on the router, the Starlink symbol that I have, and I do use it, unfortunately, the little router box has essentially a fallen angel symbol right there on it, which is the exact same thing I saw on one of these ancient aliens type sort of ancient artifacts that they've dug up, which had a fallen angel with wings sort of character engraved in stone from ancient times. And it's almost the exact same thing that the guy who's behind Neuralink is trying to Starlink us to. So I wonder, you know, which stars exactly are you trying to link us to? And if you don't mind, I'll share screen real fast to make a point.
I'm not sure.
Alistair, if you can, at least I'll quote it either way. It's basically an image of Aleister Crowley's lamb entity, which is the first alien that we've ever, you know, really heard of in modern times. And Aleister Crowley was sort of the godfather of modern witchcraft and theosophy, and he was a thilema, and he was in essence.
Folks, remember, go to redpillliving.com and shop Patriot, order a bottle of Sleepy Joe, order some gourmet or organic coffee, order some amazing supplements, detox the deep state, take back your health, and support this show all at once. It's an incredible opportunity and offer, and these are the same vitamins I give myself and my family. These are the same vitamins I've been taking basically since before there was a redpillliving.com and before there were bottles. I used to just buy everything by the powder or by the plant and make it myself at home. It's a real story. You guys who've been around a while may remember I was banned and censored heavily from YouTube, and they started to delete all of my income and demonetize everything. So my audience convinced me to take my passion for health products and supplements and alternative health, the opposite of Big Pharma and Fauci, and try to create a business out of that. And that business is redpillliving.com, and it's still funding our work today. So you can be part of this story and continue our mission to spread the truth and help detox the deep state at the same time with redpillliving.com. Support our sponsor, Shop Patriot, and help support our mission. Back to our show.
He was a pop culture superstar. I mean, he was on the cover of like the Beatles album. He was a big hit for those in the know. And he was probably the father of Barbara Bush, and is a near identical match anyway, from one of these like sex magic ritual moon children type rituals they did. Anyway, he summoned something with one of these sex magic rituals called a Babylon working. And he met something allegedly, which he drew a picture of and described as basically a little gray alien. And it named itself Lamb, which is Tibetan for the way. And he said in his own words, quote, "Today they call them angels and demons. Tomorrow they will call them something else," end quote. So that's just a little snippet from the high priest of the deep state before he died, basically.
Yeah, I've seen that image that Aleister Crowley drew, and it looks exactly what is, you know, in popular, you know, in X-Files lore, being used as the classic image of aliens. And so there is definitively a connection between the occult, the esoteric, the UFO phenomenon. You know, as I mentioned, Ralph Blumenthal, New York Times reporter, had him on. I've read his book. He even mentions, you know, he did the book on John Mack, the psychiatrist who was delving into this. And even he was saying that a lot of the people that he interviewed regarding abductions and in some of the research, you know, a lot of occult esoteric stuff was coming up, demons and angels and this sort of thing. And yeah. I did want to mention as well, before you mentioned like Sodom and Gomorrah. And for 20 years, you know, as a Christian, I've been following, I've been trying to collect together mainstream news sources and reports, right? Mainstream stuff, not stuff from forums or anything. And every time, you know, every year they make reports like they found archaeological evidence of Sodom and Gomorrah. They found the sulfur. They found, you know, in this or that Bible time or story. So I never find anything that disproves it. You just constantly find archaeological evidence proving the Old Testament, the New Testaments. You know, I've been to Israel. I've stood purportedly where Paul the Apostle stood in different parts of Israel and elsewhere there. And so it's absolutely fascinating. And also one thing you mentioned, civil war. Were you referring specifically to the U.S. or, you know, worldwide, or and or in Europe? You know, I've had a guest on in the past who's a leftist, but he does fantastic work, Professor William I. Robinson, and he says that we're in a global civil war, and I think there's truth to that as well. But just just if you could clarify what you meant by civil war.
I do believe it will be global, and I believe it will be sudden, spontaneous, and probably in response to something that they've done. And they really have lost the narrative. People are sort of seeing their tactics. And it's ironic because, you know, I'm traditionally a conservative. However, you know, I ally with the left on Gaza. I mean, most of the left are seeing what's happening in Gaza for what it is, which is bombs raining down on innocent babies who have nothing to do with Hamas. And, you know, for whoever, I know I'm going to get some hate comments for that or whatever, but that's what it is, the truth. And that's kind of my job and duty and responsibility is to share it. But, you know, the left is smarter than the right on this particular topic. The right are still championing and circling the wagons for false Israel.
Yeah, and I maybe want to get your further thoughts on that, because I'm not sure if last time you were on, I think it was before October 7th, and it's time for our break again. If anyone has a question for Dustin, you can call in through our lines, NemosNewsNetwork.com. We'll be right back.
With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
Did Joe Biden just defraud the federal government? Is he guilty of theft of services and filing a false document? What am I talking about? Well, Marine One isn't free. Passengers have to be listed on the official passenger manifest, and they're billed for the transportation between Joint Base Andrews and the White House, just as passengers on Air Force One are billed by the Air Force. So who was on the helicopter but wasn't on the manifest today? Well, that would be one Hunter Biden. Can you just imagine the outcry, the calls for impeachment, and likely a criminal and a civil trial against President Donald Trump if it had been Don Jr., Eric, Laura, Ivanka, Jared, Tiffany, or Barron Trump that had hitched a ride for free? We don't need to ask the question. We all know what the hue and cry would be. And again, it's the double standard that is intolerable. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The truth is, Parkinson's disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them. Worldwide, over 10 million people are living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement. And with so many places to search for information, it can be difficult to know where to begin. The Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight. We can help you understand the disease, help you find expert care, give you tips for living a better life, share the latest research, help you find local support, and there's a free helpline you can call. Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's. To learn more, please go to Parkinson.org or call 1-800-4PD-INFO. The Parkinson's Foundation. Better lives together.
Hrvoje Morich on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, time is flying. It's our final segment here with Dustin Nemos. Check out the website, NemosNewsNetwork.com. He's got a few other websites. You'll find all of his stuff there, channels, newsletter. You can donate. You can become a sponsor of his program. We've got a caller, Dan. What's happening, Dan?
Hi, Hrvoje. I'm just listening to the discussion. Quite interesting. But I got a slightly different interpretation. So some people say the Nephilim are not angels. They're not fallen angels. They're the mighty men of renown, the heroes of the past, and that they're in a war with the Elohim, who are the sons of God, who are the fallen angels. Okay, so if God is spirit, then God's sons are like the angels, and they trespassed on the earth. So Satan trespassed on the earth, and they were fighting the Nephilim. Now, this is one reading, and it depends how you break up the sentences. But there's some interesting discussion I've seen on YouTube saying just this, quite scholarly. And so we have a war between spirit and earth. And if you read Revelation, in the end, the earth wins. Okay, that the Almighty, the great spirit, okay, is on the side of the earth and of life. And in Genesis, there's a conflict between the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Okay, and in the end, in Revelation, the tree of life wins, and the fallen angels are destroyed. And that's not the Nephilim, it's the Elohim. So I'll just put that forward, and maybe Dustin would comment, Hrvoje, because very interesting discussion, and thanks for taking the call.
Sure, I'll jump on in there. I don't agree. One of the reasons for that is there's a very consistent pattern from Genesis 3:15 of a seed war, probably the best term for it, between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. In Genesis 3:15, right after the fall, right after the deception, the serpent is cursed its offspring would be Sarah, at war.
You know what? You call yourself Seraphim. Seraphim is named serpent. Did you know that?
Am I going to get a finish? So, yeah, Seraphim is a type of fiery seraph. Yeah, that's a type of angel. Right. But anyway, yeah, so basically, there's a consistent pattern of a seed war from start to finish throughout the Bible, of the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman, the giants, yeah,
you name yourself after a serpent. So just, you know.
Well, there's an article. You're talking about the website's name?
Yeah, that's what you're going by.
And well, it's actually the
name of a serpent, an angel, a fallen angel. You name yourself after a fallen angel.
It's the title of all that survived the burning of the Library of Alexandria, which was the basement storage. You basically, it's kind of like colleges today. You can't really like throw an arrow at any map of any college ever without hitting a Rothschild building. Doesn't make the building itself evil. That's basically how the old world worked. There was a God's name on everything. I did not realize that at the time that I made the website, and I wish I could change the name to something more like Hidden History Now. I wasn't very smart at the branding. I was in a rush. I just wanted to record the information.
Nephilim are the sons of man. And so what you're Nephilim saying are the opposite
mutations. Nephilim are the mutations of Genesis 6.
Son of man, it's clear man, Genesis 6. Man was given dominion of the earth, not the angels, and Satan was jealous.
Agree to disagree.
Well, have you read Genesis? Okay, man was given dominion, not Satan.
I've never lost a debate on this topic.
Well, you lost one today, mate.
Well, Dustin...
if you say so. I mean, I thought there was a question there somewhere, but it seems like you just want to like argue with me, brother.
Well,
you can go into my articles. You can go through the Bible all the way there. There's an element of giants. Genesis 3:15, Genesis 6, the Canaanites, Goliath, Edom, all the way through. It's a consistent theme.
Yeah, Adam. Edom is spelled the same as Adam. Okay. Now the angels were commanded to bow before Adam, and Satan didn't. Okay, so Edom and Adam are the same word, DM, in Hebrew. I mean, your scholarship is very wanting.
There's a lot of lay scholars out there who have a lot of opinions. I document all of mine. It's consistent with scripture. There is a seed of the serpent, just like Genesis 3:15 says.
You're making big errors. You're pointing the finger at the wrong people. You get called out when you make these errors.
I rebuke your lies, brother. I'm consistent, and I win my debates.
You're not winning.
I want it.
Because of Satan's lies. Thanks, Boris.
Thanks for
my debates comments.
I want to let Dustin finish the seed war thing, but also if you could just get your take on, from my understanding, I believe man was, wasn't man given dominion over the earth initially? So
yes.
Yeah, your thoughts?
Yes, and part of the intention behind creation of Nephilim in the first place is they wanted part of that stake in the world of, the earthborn world, so to speak. So the Nephilim, the miscegenation of the fallen angels with human women of Genesis 6, the sons of God, the B'nai HaElohim, mating with human women, creating these monsters, the Titans. These monsters, which kind of led all the way to Goliath far later, six fingers, six toes, cone heads, not human at all, and certainly not enemies of the fallen angels. They actually worshipped them. They were their parents, of course. So the fallen angels tried to perhaps invade dominion of man, which we did have dominion over the earth. But through sin, they basically get dominion over us. In Judges 2, for example, and this is another pattern throughout scripture, but in Judges 2, we are given a specific tribe of a deep state. God tells us, because you failed to wipe out the giants, you have a deep state of those tribes, which Joshua failed to kill. And specifically, that's the Canaanites, the post-flood seed of the serpent, the lineage of giants after the flood that survived through Ham. So you're seeing a pattern, God saying, leave nothing alive. You failed to leave nothing alive. You're in trouble. Because you failed not to leave nothing alive, you have a deep state of those tribes. And in fact, the reason King Saul was replaced with King David, the giant killer, was because King Saul failed to kill all the giants. Refused.
And actually. Yeah, that makes sense. We've got a couple of minutes left, and we were talking about Israel earlier, and to get your thoughts. I know we talked a little bit about that last time, but what you sort of mentioned, myself as a Christian, and we've got different categories, and I'm seeing a lot of these the American mainline Christians who sort of just give a blank check to the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force and Israel government. And I just feel like we see what's happening in Gaza. Apparently, IDF snipers took out people in a church. You know, I've been to Israel and Bethlehem, and I've seen how Palestinians are like second class citizens. And, you know, in Israel, they live well. In Palestine, they're like just barely scraping by. And I don't think there's any reason for that. Israel is a wealthy country. You have the book Startup Nation, which is a fantastic book. You know, when Israel came, the desert bloomed. They're one of the their big exporter of flowers, which is, you know, insane to think about. So the Israel as a country has been blessed. And, you know, why not share that blessing? But it just seems like there's no way I could approve of what the government of Israel is doing. It just seems clear that they are, you know, I don't even like the term human rights, but they are violating, you know, quote, many human rights. Just your thoughts on how Christians should approach this. We got 4 minutes left. Any other thoughts?
I mean, up to a third of Palestine are Christians. They're sniping people outside of churches. They're bombing hospitals while blaming it on Hamas there, which we've caught on video. They're basically doing everything that they're blaming Hamas for, and they're including babies in incubators, just like we heard in the build-up to the Iraq invasion, the whole babies in incubators lie. Well, that actually happened this time because the power was shut to the hospital, and around 40 of these babies died or starved after they had power cut, and they, you know, frog marched the doctors out of there and tortured some of them for false confessions. They tell women and children to flee south and then hit the caravan of women and children with bombs. They are being evil. They're not the children of Abraham. They're the false, the Jews who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie in Revelation, the synagogue of Satan. So they have no real claim to being Israel itself. And in fact, they are the tribe of Edom in the end times, the Gog and Magog war enemy, the children of Satan. However, they have basically titled their country Israel and told everybody, hey, that's us from the Bible. Believe us. And you have to believe that we're God's chosen people or else. And people have bought it up until recently, for the most part. You know, they actually have zero evidence and all of the prophecies, et cetera, none of them apply to them. So if you actually want to test any claim to see who the lost tribes of Israel are, for example, America is right there alongside the UK and Europe in Leviticus 26:18, to be specific. If you do the math, 1776, there you go, America. God gave us the lost tribes of Israel, America, and he told us if we don't follow his law, they, the false Israel, will be your deep state. It was all right there in the Bible, very specific.
We are 2 minutes to midnight, and you know, hopefully you come back sometime in 2024 if we still have internet and there's no rolling blackouts and stuff. But 2 minutes left. You know, any other thoughts as we round out the year and go into what I think many people are saying this now? Doug Casey, who I'm a big fan of, the international man I've interviewed, he's down in Uruguay, I think, right now. He put out recently saying 2024 is going to be absolutely record-breaking, and not in a good way. So your final thoughts, and then you can tell us again where are the best places we can find you.
The deep state have never been so greedy and or desperate before. They're very close to victory, but they're also deathly afraid of an uprising. So I believe that they're going to do some crazy things this year for sure. I don't want people to just believe what I say, just like scripture says. And again, I was a lifelong devout anti-God atheist for most of my life until my 30s. But just like scripture says, it's good advice. Test all things and hold fast that which is true. Don't believe me, but go test the things that I say. I have laid out the arguments, the evidence, and the supporting science, history, anthropology, etymology, etc., all there on thesarahpayam.com. The best link for people to go to is thesarahpayam.com/his-story-revealed. And it's a great collection of some of my top links and such. And you can find your way there for the evidence.
Yeah, and all myself, like you, no one ever told me anything. I just read the Bible by myself. I examined atheism, all of the other isms, and I just came back to the Bible. Made the most sense for me, given everything that's going on. Well, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Dustin, and hopefully talk again soon.
Thank you. God be with you all.